Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
A baby get human rights?
Answering that question with specificity is above my pay grade.
Faith without works is dead. People need to carpool more. And because Americans are so overweight, it might not be too bad to walk more.
If I have to follow him to the gates of hell, I will get Osama bin Laden.
Congratulations. All of my gay friends, I'm like, when are you getting married? I want weddings.
Well, there's no shortage of atrocities in history, both long and short. The 20th century and the 21st century have proven no exception to history, that man's inhumanity to man is in many ways the hallmark of our bloody history together on this planet. We're going to be talking about abortion and collective shame. Yes, abortion today and our collective shame with Dr. Uwe Simonetto here for the first few minutes of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're coming to you live this Wednesday, the 15th of October. You can join us for the next 2 hours of the program. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll talk about abortion and collective shame, and after our conversation with Uwe Simonetto, we'll spend some time in the second part of this first hour talking with Dr. Jeff Walls. The presidential election is quickly upon us. We'll see what the associate professor of political science at Concordia University, Wisconsin, thinks about the presidential election that is playing out, the prospects for the two candidates and their running mates. That's coming up a little bit later. And tonight's debate, we'll find out his expectations for both candidates in this last of the presidential debates before the election. Dr. Mike Horton joins us for the whole second hour of Issues Etc. today. We'll talk about Christless Christianity. He's co-host of the national radio show The White Horse, and he's also got a new book called Christless Christianity, The Alternative Gospel of the American Church. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Dr. Uwe Simonetto is a regular guest. He's an international journalist, director of the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life based in St. Louis, and author of a column titled Remembering Collective Shame. Uwe, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Do you think that future historians will view this generation of Americans in a similar way that we look back on Nazi-era Germans?
I can't think otherwise. I'm not only Americans, but of course there are others involved in this mass killing of unborn life too. But yes, since the Americans originated the pro-choice movement, I think future generations will look back at this period in absolute horror. At least it gives me goose pimples, and I'm quite sure future people will too.
Let's play the parallel out a little bit.
Right.
You talk in your column about kind of carrying around that residual shame for the inaction or the actions of Nazi-era Germans. Talk a bit about that, but then also, why is it today in America with a similar Holocaust, and I think the term is perfectly apropos, taking place with regard to the unborn, that we don't even have a sense in the, as it's happening, of any kind of shame or remorse?
Yeah. Well, the parallel, here's the parallel. First of all, shame. The man who coined this phrase, collective shame, was Theodor Heuss, the first federal president of Germany, West Germany after World War II. not collective guilt, because you can't say that that all Germans were guilty of the Nazi crimes. But we all are. I was born well after Hitler came to power, but we all carry the passport of a nation in whose name these crimes had been committed. And in 1933, a relative, not an absolute, but a relative majority of Germans voted for Hitler, even though the information about his program was about. I mean, it's not that people thought, well, you know, let's go out and kill Jews and kill Jews with Hitler. They had other reasons for voting for Hitler. But nonetheless, it was very, very clear what this guy was up to. And people didn't reflect. So there is a parallel here, and the parallel now is even more egregious, I think, because if I look at the latest opinion polls here, if you think that even evangelicals in this country, who are 50% of whom, but only 50%, 57% of whom, are against pro-choice, nonetheless, of these evangelicals, only the whole issue of abortion, which is really mass killing, is killing 1 million plus people a year, ranks only seventh among all sorts of other issues, including, of course, the price of gas and all these things. We're talking about killing the most innocent people in the world, murdering them, mangling them to death. And it ranks only seven. So the collective ideology of this nation, which is like all Western nations now, has become totally self-serving and self-centered, is more interested in whether a gallon of gas costs $3, $4, $5, or $6, or as in Germany and France nowadays, $10, then that millions of babies are going to get mangled to death. That actually, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, when the French Revolution loosened, in a sense, the autonomy of man, then of course the worst can happen. The worst is, of course, that that man serves himself. So you can actually go around and declare certain people, innocent people, please, unworthy of living. That's what the Nazi formula was. Well before the Nazis even started killing Jews, they killed the very people that are being killed as a matter of course now in the United States, and that is Down syndrome children, except, of course, now they're killed where actually there should be the safest place for children to be in, namely the mother's womb. And it is for the same reason. It's a self-serving reason. The Nazis thought that the Jews were a nuisance to have around. They shouldn't be around. And, of course, they were wonderful people to blame for Germany's woes, even though certainly Germany's woes were not a Jewish thing. And now it's a nuisance to have babies around. And they're being killed. Now, then you ask, why is it that that nobody takes any notice anymore, and less so, which I think is so scandalous. And if you think that even the Roman Catholics, whose church, I must say, valiantly fights against this mass murder, but the Roman Catholics in this country, 54% of them think that abortion should be allowed, and 60% of young Roman Catholics. So why is this? Because you do not see the victims. People do not reflect anymore. People do not reflect that it is actually that there is something called a universal moral law called natural law, that they don't think that they don't see it. They don't see those horrifying images of Jews being slaughtered and being shoved into, piled up in gas chambers and in concentration camps. You don't see the piles of millions of little bodies of murdered children in this country because they're being incinerated in private crematoria, like down in Wichita, Kansas, where one man, George Tiller, boasts on his website with having performed 60,000. I mean, people in Nuremberg were hanged for 60 people, for 60 murdered people. 60,000 late-term abortions. 16,000 children were he's actually killed personally. And knowing that they would, in his mind, because he's a Lutheran for all things, knowing that they were human beings, because he baptizes some of them. You don't baptize as a Lutheran people who are not human beings. So they aren't clusters of cancerous cells in his mind. No, they're human beings, and so he baptizes them. It is absolutely obscene. And I think if one wonders if America is going to be held responsible, I tell you what, I have dire forebodings about a nation that so glibly goes into an election campaign dismissing, the majority of Americans are dismissing this issue in favor of some goofy concept of economy or some ridiculous idea that they should be entitled to cheaper gasoline than they have right now when they kill their offspring. Now, the last thing, if I may add this, I'm sorry, this is a monologue here, but it's something that's pressing on my mind.
Only about 20 seconds before our break. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, in 20 seconds. If unborn life, innocent unborn life, can be murdered, if the people are allowed to do so, what stops them from killing geezers like me because we are going to cost the economy, the country too much? So we get a little notice in, please report to so-and-so geezer clinic to be done away with to the tunes of your favorite music, Johann Sebastian Bach, in my case, somebody else, it might be some country folk music or something like that. And I think this is going to happen because the mindset is such.
All right. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Dr. Uwe C. Mineta, we're talking about abortion and collective shame. You can read a column he's written called Remembering Collective Shame on the on-demand page of our website, issuesztc.org, issuesztc.org. When we come back, why did the Nazi-era Germans vote for Hitler? And is there another parallel with us today? Stay tuned. On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc., Shelby Knoll, Kendra Cook, Claire Wilson Parr, Shay Knoll, Jason Casper, Gail Swartz, Catherine Hilmer, Scott Corder, Pastor Jeff Bloom, and Carolyn Bira, thanks for your support.
Issues Etc. is a team effort. Your phone calls, email, and snail mail help resurrect this worldwide outreach. Now we need your help to sustain Issues Etc. by making a gift to Lutheran Public Radio today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Help support Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the thinking Christian.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran Church, Greenfield, Wisconsin. Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin. Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois, Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland, Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming, Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington, Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois, Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas, St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska, Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri, Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois, Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin, Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois, Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois, Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Sponsors. The Issues Etc. 300. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're talking about abortion and collective shame. with Dr. Uwe Simonetto. Our in-studio email address, live this Wednesday, October the 15th, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, our toll-free number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Uwe, your organization, the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life, is hosting German Days at the Sem.
Yes.
What is this? What's happening at German Days this year?
Well, we are looking at, I mean, German Days is really a run up to the quincentennial 500th anniversary of the Reformation in 2017. So every year we take a different look at the birthplace of the Reformation in Germany. And this year it's faith and politics in Germany and over here. And then next year it's going to be the arts, etc. And we're going to have a leading presenters. We have a couple of statesmen from Germany. We're going to have a Supreme Court justice from Minnesota. We are going to have that is going to be also parallel to what we've just been discussing. Two presenters from Canada who will link Nazism to the new pagan philosophies that came out first from Tom Paine over here, then via Feuerbach in Germany, then all the way to Hitler and beyond. And then we're going to take another look with an American pastor, Larry Nichols from Rhode Island, at paganism, Satanism, Wicca, and all that sort of stuff that's going on here and influencing influencing the public square in the United States. So it's going to be a fascinating debate. And then, of course, we're going to have a Bach at the Sem performance as every year, and again of two cantatas connected with the faith and politics issue of the conference. And there's going to be a wine festival with Missouri wines.
Folks, if you go to our website, issuesetc.org, click on demand, you'll find information on the Lutheran Center for Theology and Public Life and German Days, issuesetc.org. Back to the subject at hand, Uwe, do you think that, I'm thinking back to the time when journalism newsreels were finally showing what had happened inside the various work camps and death camps under Nazi Germany, and people, the whole world was outraged at the scene. Do you think that if abortion were actually depicted on television for people to see it for what it is, that it would change people's minds and horrify them to an equal extent?
I fear sometimes people have become too hardened for that sort of stuff. They just switch off. I mean, you can find that stuff on the internet. I mentioned this guy, Tiller, in Wichita. I mean, you can see on the internet, Tiller. You can see, I mean, in addition to that, killers have a kitschy taste. In addition to that, you can see Tiller, babies Tiller has killed with their mothers posing face-to-face with their babies for a camera, grinning into the camera. It's ghoulish beyond belief. And you can hear him as an audio clip, can hear him proudly announcing that he's performing partial birth abortions. And you can see the crematorium here. It does not seem to faze Americans. I mean, it does not even this is why I'm so distraught over evangelicals and Roman Catholics here. It doesn't seem to faze them because they think that economics, gas prices, for God's sake. I mean, why don't they take the bus? But, I mean, you don't go around killing people. That killing people is less important to them than gas prices. And I think this is going to have dire consequences for a nation. It's going to have dire consequences for the national psyche, and it's going to have dire consequences for the economic future because, obviously, they're killing off their offspring. And then in the end, we'll have to say, well, how are we going to pay for Social Security and Medicare? Oh, well, now those people will just have to put them away. They are no longer worthy of living. So take them to a clinic and pipe their favorite music into their ear and then get rid of them and harvest their useful organs if possible, as the Chinese do when they execute people. This sounds like an absurdity. But, I mean, what could be more absurd than killing, sucking the brains out of a child, so that the skull collapses and gets through the birth canal and can be dispensed with. And if it comes out still alive, and then it just, you know, strangle the poor little kid. And this is what's happening daily here. It's happening across the river from us here in St. Louis, in the area where you are now. There's a clinic. There are people doing that right now as we speak. There's a whole queue of mothers going there to have their babies slaughtered, even though they could live. And that is to me so frightening that I sometimes it gives me sleepless nights, because I wake up in the middle and I say, see this sort of ghoulish thing. And this is what I lived with for 60 years out of my 72 years, when I finally became aware of what had been done in my name in Germany. And it seems that Americans are not even turn away from this in an election year, turn away from this very fact that had been in front of them for the last 35 years. I'm so scandalized, I cannot tell you how scandalized I am by that.
You've talked about the completely distorted and perverse priorities that appear to be at work in the American electorate. Why did the Nazi-era Germans vote for Adolf Hitler when they had a pretty good idea of, if not what he was planning to do, at least what he thought he might be able to do?
Well, the same thing. It was the economy, stupid. It was that. I mean, you know, except that the economy in Germany was worse, even worse then than it is in America now. When you had to be paid three times a day because the inflation was such that if a loaf of bread cost you a billion marks at 9 in the morning, it might be a trillion marks in the afternoon. So you had to be paid several times and rush out and buy bread in order to be able to afford it. So Hitler promised a better economy. National pride hurt national pride after a lost war and after Versailles Treaty, all of which, of course, is not no excuse whatsoever to kill innocent people. But it's not that Hitler went out there first campaigning, saying, I'm going to kill all the Jews here. No, he promised them a better future. So in that sense, there is again a parallel here, except the slaughter has in this country already been going on now for 35 years, and still there is the opposition against it is, if anything, slackening. And this is, to me, I think it is really a moral lobotomy that's been performed on our society, that they cannot see it. I got emails from New Yorkers that, well, you know, this is church and state. Now, everything that has to do with morals is now church and state. And if only the churches would provide a home for unwanted children, then we'd be fine. Of course, the churches do that. There are church services to provide homes for unwanted children. But secondly, the alternative is, if you the church don't take care of our children that we didn't want because we had a romp in the hay without paying much attention to what we were doing, then, of course, dear friends, we must murder our children, and that's, since it is within the law, it's okay. It is a total loss of any set of moral values that I see here. And what St. Paul said, that, you know, the natural law has been written upon our hearts, our ethical values, regardless of whether we're Christians or not, should be the same for the whole of humanity, it no longer seems to be there. We are crippled souls, for God's sake.
With only a minute to respond, this email from Paul in O'Fallon, Illinois, the issue comes to what one of your guests has said. What is the unborn? I had a discussion with someone today, writes Paul, who said that they learned at church that we don't become a person until we breathe our first breath, so that we don't have an issue with abortion. Paul says, some people I've spoken with haven't even considered the issue. With only a minute to respond, or perhaps a little bit less, Uwe, your quickest response.
Certainly we in the church today, and certainly the Lutheran church, consider us a human being from conception, period. because at the moment of conception, the equivalent of information of 1,000 books in a library is transferred from the father to the mother's ovum. So we're not talking about getting rid of some cluster of something. And at any rate, these we're talking now, of course, the worst part is late-term abortion, but we shouldn't forget the others either. These are live human beings. They actually try to escape the doctor's needle as it's trying to kill them. You can see this in the womb. And so, I mean, not non-persons don't try to hide from a needle that's about to kill them. No, I think this is a wrong logic, simply because the child is in paradise, which is what a womb should be. Don't consider it an unperson. I mean, then by that token, everything would be an unperson. And as I said, me, my 72 years and staggering along and my belly is sagging, I'm a non-person because I'm not what these people think should be a crisp person.
Dr. Uwe Simonetto is an international journalist, director of the Center for Lutheran Theology and Public Life based in St. Louis, and author of a column titled Remembering Collective Shame. Uwe, thanks for being our guest.
Thanks, Todd.
Tomorrow on the program, a pastor's roundtable, we'll talk about the commandment, You Shall Not Kill. Our guests, Pastor Joel Basely, Pastor Nathan Metter, and Pastor David Boyce Clare. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about the presidential election and the upcoming debate tonight with Dr. Jeff Walsh of Concordia University, Wisconsin.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues, Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues, Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,600 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues, Etc. Joshua Bissey, Elaine Keller, C.N. Henley, Randall Poppy, Ruth Pranchke, Scott, Mrs. Anita Vandenberg, Kim Metis, R.C. Smith, and Scott Zweifel. Thanks for your support.
Have you been hungering for a richer life of prayer and meditation on God's Word? Well, Concordia Publishing House is pleased to bring you Treasury of Daily Prayer. It's coming in October. To experience Treasury of Daily Prayer, click the book cover on our homepage, issuesetc.org, or you can order an advance copy of Treasury of Daily Prayer by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, Treasury of Daily Prayer.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Politics can certainly be controversial. John Labruzzo, a member of the House of Representatives, has ignited a highly charged debate. The New Orleans area congressman is proposing a solution to the welfare problem by offering poor women $1,000 to be sterilized. This includes vasectomies for poor men. At the same time, he would give a tax incentive for richer, better educated people to have more children. As you can imagine, some religious leaders have called his efforts anti-life and eugenic. Others have accused Labruzzo of having a selective breeding mentality. But some are defending him because the process is voluntary. I'd like you to weigh in on the debate. Visit today's broadcasting link at lifeissues.org and post your comments on my blog.
Life Issues. Stay informed. More informed than you've ever been.